Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Monica, host of From Heartbreak to Healed. I'm a life coach for women. I'm a wife, a mama, a granny, and a Christian. I help women turn their heartbreak into joy. After walking my own infidelity journey, it has become my passion to help guide you on your journey. This podcast is for the woman who is ready to heal her heartbreak and find joy on the other side. Let's get started. Hi, I'm back. Took a little hiatus. Had some surgery at the end of February. And, you know, things are just... I just hit pause on some things. Let me explain. Because I've missed being here in this space. I've missed talking to you. I feel like when I'm talking to you here, that you're sitting across from me, we're having coffee, and I'm just sharing parts of my experience with infidelity with you to help you. So at the end of February, I had surgery on my ulnar nerve in my elbow. So you've heard of carpal tunnel, that's in your wrist. Well, in your elbow, it's called cubital tunnel, and the ulnar nerve in that cubital tunnel was compressed. So I had something called ulnar nerve transposition, which basically just means they had to move that nerve to another part of my elbow. And so the recovery for that is kind of long, kind of hard, and I'm very limited in what I can do. My arm was in a cast for 2 weeks, and now it's in a splint, so I can't do things like get pots and pans out in and out of the oven. I can't type. I can barely write. I can't get myself dressed all the time. Can't button my jeans. A lot of things I can't do. And so what I can do is just taking me twice as long to get it done. And so I'm not getting everything done. So the podcast got put on the back burner for a little bit, but I'm back and I can't wait to talk with you. So I'm going to come back at some point and share an episode on what this healing journey with my arm has reminded me of my own healing journey with infidelity. But today I already had a topic that I have been wanting to talk about since before the surgery. And that is this idea of the hero's journey. So we're going to talk about the hero's journey and what it has to do with your healing after infidelity. So let me start by talking about what is the hero's journey. Okay. Every movie writer, book writer, anyone who knows how to tell a good story is familiar with the hero's journey. My daughter's boyfriend is going to school for filmmaking, and I had a book that I'm reading that's like very detailed on the hero's journey, and he saw it laying out when he was here, and he's like, that's required reading for me. And I'm like, yeah, I bet it is, because every good story follows this particular path that someone a long time ago coined the hero's journey. And in the hero's journey, there's an obstacle. Like, the first thing that happens is there's this call to adventure, this beckoning to go into an unknown. Hello. That would be infidelity. So we get this call. It's not adventure for us. I mean, in a way it is. If you look at the description of adventure, that fits. But we've been called into the unknown. And this infidelity, it throws us into new waters, uncharted territories that are emotional turmoil, disbelief, shock, pain. And that moment when we find out that the trust has been broken in our relationship, it's like there's this line that gets drawn in the sand. I call it the BI and the AI, the before infidelity and the after infidelity. And so just like in the hero's journey, the hero or the character encounters these challenges and trials. And each time they encounter a challenge or a trial, it's an opportunity for growth and self-discovery if they're willing to take it. Just like navigating the aftermath of infidelity requires us to confront these big emotions like pain, anger, grief, we're also asked to take on the daunting task of rebuilding the shattered trust, whether that's the shattered trust within the relationship or the shattered trust within our own heart. So just like the hero, the main character, is encountering their own challenges, their own trials, we encounter our own challenges and trials. And often those come in the form of big emotions, and we don't know what to do with them. Another thing that happens in the hero's journey is the main character encounters mentors or guides along the way. In the same way, we often seek out help in our own infidelity journey through friends, pastors, coaches, therapists. They give us a sense of peace. They provide us with hope amidst the darkness. They give us encouragement, guidance, and they help us find the path towards healing and reconciliation. But the hero's journey is not without setbacks and moments of despair. The road to redemption is fraught with obstacles, temptations, testing the hero's resolve and commitment to the quest. Our quest is to heal. Our quest is to get to the other side of it. And in the same way, the journey of healing from infidelity is marked by setbacks, triggers, the persistent feeling of self-doubt and unworthiness. However, it's in those deepest parts of the pain and the adversity that the hero discovers resilience and inner strength. This is the part that lights my soul on fire. Because this is so much like when you confront the infidelity, you will begin to unearth profound insights into yourself and your relationship. And you will create this new found sense of identity and purpose. At the end of the hero's journey, the culmination of the hero's journey is a transformative experience that, I'm in quotes reading this, irrevocably alters the hero's destiny. Likewise, just like us, the healing journey of infidelity offers the possibility of profound personal growth, renewed intimacy, deeper understanding of love and forgiveness, a deeper understanding of ourself and our self-worth. But the journey doesn't end there. It doesn't end with the triumph over adversity. It doesn't end with the redemption. The hero then, in the hero's journey, returns home. And he takes that wisdom gleaned from their odyssey, and he shares that wisdom with others. When I started learning about the hero's journey, my coach has talked about the hero's journey for a long time, but it wasn't until I got into coaching myself that I really started to understand it a little bit more and realize this is exactly what we are called to. We are called to the hero's journey. If you follow the outline of how to write the script of a great story using the hero's journey, it is our journey. It is our story. Infidelity is a betrayal that hits us at the core of trust, and it often shatters the foundation of the relationship that we're in. It's a journey of pain, confusion, but ultimately the possibility of redemption and growth. Joseph Campbell is the one who first started to write about the hero's journey. And when you learn about the hero's journey, it offers so much insight into the transformation that is possible as you heal from infidelity. When you think about the parallels, the similarities between the hero's journey and the healing journey of infidelity, we're reminded of the power of storytelling and how that can affect the human experience. Think about the last time you watched a movie that moved your emotions. We just watched a movie. It was based on a true story. Oh, I can only imagine. It is a movie based on a true life story of the lead singer of Mercy Me, who wrote the song I Can Only Imagine after his abusive father died. But before dying, he came to Jesus. He came to know Jesus. He came to love Jesus. He transformed. Two things from that movie. One, Now that I understand the hero's journey, I watched the main character walk the hero's journey. I watched his father walk the hero's journey. But at the same time, the whole story and the way it was written, because even when it's based on a true story, they have to tweak it a little bit to make it so that we'll keep watching it, created so much emotion in me. I was a blubbering fool watching that movie. My husband at one point turns over and he's like, your allergies are really acting up, aren't they? I'm like, they're terrible. Because it just resonated with me so deeply. There's a lot of injustice in the world, and I will someday record a whole podcast episode about how my eyes have been opened to that. There is so much injustice in the world. And even in the hero's journey, you're not going to escape the injustice. You're not going to escape the challenges and the hard. It's what you do with those. It's who you become in spite of them. And so I'm going to be talking more about the hero's journey, a lot more. It will be the base of a masterclass I'm creating. It will be the base of the teachings for a brand new program I'm releasing. And so this isn't the last we'll hear of this, but I wanted to give you this like brief introduction of what the hero's journey is. But I want you to keep this part in mind. At the end of the hero's journey is the ultimate transformation. It's a rebirth of the soul, and it removes the shackles of the betrayal and the pain. When you decide to take a hero's journey of your infidelity story, you get the opportunity to reclaim or rewrite your story, to rewrite the script of your life with grace, with resilience, with unwavering self-love. And I just want you to keep that in the forefront of your mind. I want you to know that your journey can be filled with courage, compassion, and the possibility of redemption. I have some big dreams of walking women through this hero's journey and getting them to the end and having them turn around and grab the women behind them and walk them through the hero's journey, of teaching women how to come out the other side of the hero's journey and be ready to mentor and guide the other women coming behind them, because I know there's a lot of them out there. My Instagram account has grown by almost 10,000 women in about 6 months. So I know there are a lot of us out there. And so that leads me to the next thing I want to talk about, a brand new program I'm going to be opening up in April. It technically starts in May 1st, but I'm opening up to a small group, the Creators Circle, who's going to help me launch this program. And so in the show notes, I'm going to put a link to the wait list. This is the most affordable program out there for women experiencing infidelity. I have scoured the internet and looked at pricing and set my pricing way, way below that. I asked myself when I was a single mom, if this program had been put in front of me, what would I have been able to pay? And I want you to be in that first round that opens up in April, the Creator Circle, where we get to know each other's stories, learn each other. You'll have more access to me. I have not been this excited about an offer that I have had to give to women in a very long time. And I'm going to teach you the ins and the outs of the hero's journey. I'm going to teach you inside that program how to be the hero of your story. And when I think of hero, I think of things like healing. And, you know, I took each of the letters of hero and I kind of wrote them out as I was planning out this program and my masterclass. And it's like, what comes to mind? You know, when I think of H-E-R-O, it's healing, it's redemption, it's opportunity, it's empowerment. I have a list of words, and all of those are the things that we will teach inside this program. And I cannot wait to share it with you, and I cannot wait for you to get inside the program. So in the show notes, click on the waitlist link, get signed up. If nothing else, just come join us in April and help me create this transformative program for women. Okay. I cannot wait to see you again next week, but I want to encourage you. I want to fill you with hope and courage that your hero's journey will end in redemption. That wraps up today's episode. I would love for you to leave a rating with a review. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the other ways that you can hang out with me. If you're looking for more one-on-one help in your healing journey, I'm opening a few more spots for coaching. You'll get 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching with me, specific to your needs. You will also get a copy of my Joy Creator Journal, which is literally worth its weight in gold. Fill out the interest form in the show notes and I'll be in touch. Let's get you on the path to creating massive amounts of joy. Much love, Monica. And remember, joy comes in the morning.